Kimmel Live guest host Anthony Anderson smears Trump as Nazi and racist. By Warner Todd Houston on July 9, 2025. Blackish star Anthony Anderson was featured as guest host for vacationing ABC late-night host Jimmy Kimmel on Tuesday and once again used his monologue to smear President Donald Trump as a Nazi and a racist. The actor's prosaic rant in the show's opening monologue was typical with most of his previous stints as guest host, but this time he upped the ante by directly painting the president, his media company, and his voters as racists. Trump's media company has just made their streaming platform, Truth Plus, available worldwide. They also announced that Truth Plus will be the first streaming network to call BET Plus the N-word, he blathered. I looked it up, and they do have some great shows on Truth Plus like The Amazing Racist, Friday Night Whites, Third Reich from the Sun, Illegal Alien vs. Predator, The Search for OJ's Gold, Dog the Bounty Hunter's Roadkill Kitchen, RuPaul's Normal Guys Dressed in Khakis Race, Dumbleep, Dynasty, and Whitish. The racist guest host and TV actor may have thought it was funny calling Trump a racist with a fictional show called Whitish. But where does that put him as the star of a real TV show entitled Blackish? Anderson made the same boring jokes last year when he guest hosted Kimmel's show. When he said that the Republican Party was looking to host the White People's Choice Awards. The TV actor next honed in on a video clip of Donald Trump using the word skedaddle and asking the media if they knew the word. Yes, we know the word skedaddle. As in, we'd like to see you skedaddle your ass out of the White House, Anderson guffawed. His last broadside against Trump was to falsely claim that the president's big beautiful bill kicks 17 million Americans off their health care and takes food from kids. You know, Trump has been riding high after Congress passed his big beautiful bill. Now, this bill gives $100 billion to ICE, kicks 17 million Americans off their health care, and cuts food assistance for kids. At this point, the only bill that's, bleep, more young people is Belichick, he said, referencing the 73-year-old former NFL football coach, Bill Belichick, who has stirred controversy by having a girlfriend in her 20s. Anderson has a long history of making blatantly racist statements. Last year, he claimed that the only reason J.D. Vance was chosen to run as vice president was because he was white. In 2022, he claimed that black people are barred from achieving the American dream. And in 2020, he used his sitcom to push the false claim that blacks are prevented from voting in America. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.